My name is John Kruder. I was raised to wealth and privilege in New York City. My father owned the Great National Railroad. When he and my mother died in a buggy accident, I inherited the railroad and everything else he had accumulated in life. My education at Harvard and Oxford prepared me to take over the railroad. But after several months at the helm, I realized I didn't care about business. What I wanted most of all was to be an advocate for those who couldn't help themselves. That's when I went back to Harvard to get a law degree. Traveling west to look for a place to set up a law practice, I fell in love with the town of Bandera, Texas. As it turned out, the town didn't need a lawyer, but they asked me to be their marshal after I killed the man who murdered the previous marshal. I found great satisfaction in being a lawman. I was still seeing justice served, but in a different way. I think I could have been happy having a career as a marshal if I hadn't found out the town council of Bandera was composed of thieves and murderers. They were able to operate above the law, for they had accomplices in Austin, in the governor's office, and also in the Texas State Police. If justice was going to be served, I realized I would have to be the one responsible. I guess you could say I was forced into the role of being the Midnight Marauder. My self-appointed job is to see that the scales of justice are balanced. I work in the shadows because if anyone knew who I was, they would harm those I love just to get to me. That's where Slim and Charlotte come in. Before becoming marshal, I worked on Slim's ranch, the H&F. His daughter Charlotte is the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Though I don't know much about women, I care very deeply for Charlotte, and I think she cares for me. Someone kidnapped Charlotte, hoping to force Slim to give up his ranch. I believe the town council is involved, either directly or indirectly. Time is running out. I have to find Charlotte soon. The longer it takes, the greater the likelihood she will be harmed. Sally was a member of the town council. Originally, there were six. The first of the council to die was Judge Gideon Anderson. Sally owned the Better Days Hotel. I killed her as I tried to rescue Charlotte. Now with Sally gone, there are only four of these evil people remaining. Other council members include Betsy Hawkins at the Cheer Up Saloon, Seth Davis, who owns the Mercantile, banker Harvey Fowler, and Mayor Farley Wright. I knew something was evil in the town, but it was only when I eavesdropped on a council meeting I found out each of them had been directly involved in multiple murders and were systematically fleecing the town. I'll do whatever it takes to get Charlotte back. Nothing and no one will stand in my way.